WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Even before its American opening, The Piano by the New Zealand filmmaker Jane Campion had acquired a considerable buzz. Campion's first feature, Sweetie, had been booed at Cannes in 1989, and her second one, An Angel at My Table, hadn't attracted much notice at all there. But The Piano won the festival's grand prize this year and went on to become the closing night selection at the New York Film Festival. Film critic Stephen Schiff went to see what the fuss was about.
If you want to get rich in the movie business just now, here's the formula. Make a film about a strong, smart, willful woman. Give her a man who's also strong but limited, whom she can't really love, and then bring in another man, a mysterious outsider, a man of action who knows his way around in the world. Now let him fall hard for her, so hard he would protect her and give up anything for her, even maybe his life. What have you got? The perfect post-feminist romance. That formula has made hits in the last year or so of movies as various as Last of the Mohicans, The Bodyguard, Indecent Proposal, Summersby, and even, I would argue, Dracula. And now it's about to make a smaller-scale hit of a movie that's 100 times better than any of those. The Piano takes place in the 1850s. Ada, a Scotswoman played by Holly Hunter, has been mute since the age of 6. Now her father has arranged for her to marry Stuart, played by Sam Neill. He's a landowner in the heart of the New Zealand rainforest. Ada makes the voyage to New Zealand with her 9-year-old daughter, who interprets her sign language for her, along with a few simple furnishings and her beloved piano. But Stuart doesn't care about the piano. He leaves it on the New Zealand beach where Ada has landed and then sells it to his neighbor, Baines, an illiterate Englishman who's gone native. Baines has even tattooed his face like a Maori. Baines says he wants piano lessons from Ada, but actually he has other ideas. He's smitten with her. Here he is, played by Harvey Keitel, at his first piano lesson. He's just kissed Ada on the neck, and now he makes her an offer she won't, in the end, refuse.
There's a way you can have your piano back. Do you want it back? You want it back? You see, I'd like us to make a deal. There's things I'd like to do while you play. If you let me, you can earn it back. What do you think? One visit for every key.
So far, the movie has been beautiful and surreal. From here on out, it's beautiful, surreal, and powerfully erotic. And in the end, shockingly violent as well. The piano hits so hard, in fact, that it's difficult to know just what it is that's hitting you. Holly Hunter's completely wordless performance is startling and persuasive, but it certainly never clarifies who Ada is. She seems to be a kind of symbol at times, pure will personified. Harvey Keitel is enormously moving and seductive, in spite of his wobbly accent. Sam Neill simmers eloquently, and young Anna Paquin makes Ada's daughter a wonderfully spooky little imp. But the movie's real star is Jane Campion. Nearly every shot she directs is a knockout, and not in the conventional picture-postcard way. Using lurid reds and dank blue grays, she turns the New Zealand bush into a sensual dreamscape, with curling vines that somehow match the stays in Ada's hoop skirt, and trees and skies and mud that seem like participants in the human drama around them. She makes mistakes, too. I don't know, for instance, why a woman would write a love note to a man who's already told her he can't read. But the piano isn't built on logic. It's built on a kind of visionary intuition. Jane Campion hasn't made a perfect movie, but she's made something genuinely compelling, genuinely rich and strange.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.